الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولذكر الله أكبر. وقال تعالى: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the source of our islah, of whole of deen coming, the love of deen coming into our lives, the hatred of the kuffar and their evil ways coming into our heart. The easiest is the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And easily everyone can make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah has made it such that, like for namaz, there are faraz, there's only certain amount we can make. Rozas, faraz, we can only keep a certain amount. Zakat, faraz, we can only give a certain amount. But zikr, any amount we can do. And then, what for namaz, there are a lot of conditions. Must have wudu, face qibla. It must be the time of namaz, etc. Similarly, for roza, etc., also hajj, even more conditions. But for dhikr, no condition, any time. Whether you got wudu, you haven't got wudu. You facing qibla, you're not facing qibla. All the time you can make. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The dhikr of Allah ta'ala is the greatest amal. Somebody asked Hazrat Salman Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that what is the greatest amal in Islam, in deen? So he said, don't you read the Quran Sharif? Allah said it so clearly. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That undoubtedly the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. So we should never ever be neglectful of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. In the other ayat Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah, open your ears and listen. In other words, a very important command Allah Ta'ala is given, and give full attention and listen properly to it. Bi dhikrillah, and ya bi is in the meaning of fi, in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, tatma'innul qulub, hearts will find contentment. So also we should see that if we are not finding contentment, if we are making dhikr and we are still restless, then the dhikr definitely gives contentment. It is my heart, it is my dhikr that I am not doing properly. The example of which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give. If you are stuck on the freeway and for whatever reason puncture, you ran out of petrol, whatever it might be, and all the other cars are zooming past you, then it doesn't, and you tell this car of yours that cars are useless. That they say cars can take you from here to there, and you can go from north to 120 in so many seconds, but this car of mine doesn't want to move also. So it's not a problem of the cars, your car got a problem. So there is something you have to fix up your puncture, get your petrol, your fuel, whatever it is. So if our dhikr is not giving us itminan, contentment, then there is something wrong. Either we are not doing it punctually, we are just doing it casually now and then. Either when we are making dhikr, we are out of dhikr. Dhikr is the remembrance of Allah. But in that whole dhikr, we are in the remembrance of everything else. Today I have to do this work, today I have to do that work. We are making dhikr in the morning, and we are making at night. Today this happened, that happened, and you think of the whole day's event, and you are planning your next day, then that dhikr won't give. It must be the dhikr accordingly. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala has given us this wonderful institution of the khanqah. And one of the main purposes is to learn to make dhikr. Not just that we dhikr is easy, I can make it on my own. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hassan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah Ali, very great Khalifa, such a great Khalifa that when other great Khulafa were present, Mufti Shafi Sahib, Mufti Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, great ulama, nobody should speak. He was the only one who should speak. Though he was not a alim, but Allah had given him that position. So he asked Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion that zikr zakir ko mazkur tak poncha deta hai. Zikr makes the one who makes zikr, the zakir, to reach the mazkur, who is being remembered. In other words, the zikr will take you from the one who makes zikr. The doer is the zakir. The action is zikr. And the object is mazkur, Allah Ta'ala. So zikr will take the zakir to Allah Ta'ala. So then why do you need a shaykh then? The zikr will do all your work. And so why there is no need then for a shaykh? Zikr is sufficient. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, who was Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he said, Khaja Sahab, when there is bread on the table and there is a knife, what will cut the bread? The knife. But will the knife cut the bread on its own? It has to be in somebody's hand. Then that bread will cut, the knife will cut the bread. Just the knife on its own, the knife will cut the bread. You're not your hand. The knife will cut the bread, but it has to be in somebody's hand. So that zikr also, which one zikr is for ibadat, that everyone can do, and there are great benefits of that. But zikr for the islah of a person, to correct him, to give him the true love of Allah, true direction to Allah Ta'ala, that zikr has to be given by a shaykh. And under the supervision of a shaykh, then that zikr will do the work, and a person will reach Allah Ta'ala, will reach his mazkur. Just like there are many medicines which you can buy over the counter, you don't need a prescription. And they will benefit you hopefully by the will of Allah. And other medicines you cannot get without a prescription. You need a doctor's prescription, then you can get that medicine. The same way, there are a lot of zikrs we can do on our own also. But zikr to remedy ourselves and our serious bad condition, that we need a prescription. We need a doctor to prescribe it. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, gee, before that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives this command, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha zikran kathira. O believers, remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. And in another ayat, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. And those men and women who remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. Yeah, in the second ayat, Allah has mentioned 10 great qualities of the believer. But not for any one of them did Allah Ta'ala say, كَثِير, in abundance. Only for the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is required in abundance. Then it has its effect. If the doctor prescribes, you have to take 2 tablets in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 2 at night. You take 1 only a day. And you tell doctor, I'm taking my medication, but it's not helping me. If he asks you how you take, how much you're taking, you are falling short. So the zikr of Allah also has to be done in abundance. Then it will give it, then we'll definitely see the fruit and effect of the zikr. And each one of us should think, are we making zikr also? And if we are making, are we making it regularly? Are we following the prescribed amount? Or are we just doing it now and then? Or are we hardly making zikr? And then we can't get the benefit. Together with coming to the khanqa, it is very important. You go to the doctor's consultation room, you consult with him, he prescribes medicine, you go and you leave it in your car. You don't even take it off, you put it in a shelf, you don't take the medicine. Then how will it benefit? So the zikr has to be done, and it has to be done properly, and abundance of zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that there is nobody more noble and more closer to Allah Ta'ala than those men and women who make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in abundance. So one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Oh, Allah's Rasul, not even the one who goes out in jihad. Because the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were trained, groomed in that fashion, that jihad is the greatest amal. Because that time it was the greatest amal. Islam had to be spread from one point, Medina Sharif, to the four corners of the world. And it was this jihad, going out in the path of Allah, and when necessary, to fight also in the path of Allah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, not even jihad. Even that person who goes and fights so valiantly and so bravely that his sword also breaks and he gets dyed, all his body is covered in blood also. He also cannot reach that stage of those who make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, males and females, abundantly. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, explaining this, which normally a person cannot understand, dhikr of Allah, you sitting in one place comfortably, you sitting under with air condition, with the heat on in winter, you are sitting comfortably, no fear of anything, no hard work, and that is the greatest amal. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, the object of the creation of man, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The object of the creation of man is the ibadat of Allah. And that is the remembrance of Allah. And in everything, as just now inshallah we will explain, that all ibadat also, the essence of every ibadat also, is to remember Allah Ta'ala. That is the essence of the ibadat. So that is the essence of the creation, that man recognizes Allah, believes in Allah, realizes the oneness, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and remembers Allah Ta'ala. That is what Allah loves the most, to remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. So all the efforts of deen, whether it is tabligh or da'wat, whether it is khanqas, whether it is the darul ulums, whether it is writing of kitabs, whether it is giving of bayans, whatever it is, all that is to bring deen alive. So the object is deen. The object is not the effort. The object is the deen. And from here also we should understand that whenever we have any program, whether a jamaat program or some jalsa or some alim's bayan, etc., unfortunately this has become the pattern that, for example, after Maghrib bayan, after Isha bayan, normally those are the times, whenever it is, then as soon as we have just finished the two sunnate mu'akkada of Maghrib, the two sunnate mu'akkada of Isha, and we hardly finish your witr, and you see all are gathering, and we are telling all come closer. And the other namazes, the object, all this is to bring namaz alive. Now we are defeating the object. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, in a very, very big ijtima in Pune, after Maghrib, he took the mic in his own hands. And he said that all make your awwabin and take time to make it. Bayan will only start after that. So all this effort is to bring deen alive. Now if we are taking the first people who are making their nafils, etc., now we are not giving them a chance. And we starting what is the means, we making that the object. And what is the object, we forgetting, leaving the object out. The object is the most important thing. So the dhikr of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala is the object. And the dhikr means dhikr, to remember Allah Ta'ala. Not only to repeat the words, etc. And that remembrance is the solution. A person's complete islah takes place. He becomes connected with Allah. The love of deen comes. And Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakat, Allah's security, everything pours down on that person. The person who makes the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On one occasion, in a majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, oh Allah's Rasul, which jihad is the greatest, most rewarding jihad? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, in which there is the most the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Then he asked, which rozas, fasting is the greatest? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, in which there is the most dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Then he asked about namaz. Namaz is namaz, but there also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in which there is the most dhikr of Allah. And whole of namaz is dhikr of Allah, meaning the remembrance of Allah. So we should see our namazes also, do we remember Allah Ta'ala? Does Allah's thought even comes to us? That namaz which has got the remembrance of Allah, that is the most valuable. Asked about Hajj, all the amal. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr, and on each question, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in which there is the most zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and he said, Aba Hafs, looks like the Zakirin have taken all the good. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Ajal, yes, it is true. The Zakirin have taken all the good. So the zikr of Allah, and this is also one of those strange phenomena, which is the most zikr, easiest, the most sweetest, the most palatable, the most enjoyable, we are most negligent about it. That even in our, to think of your beloved is the most enjoyable. But we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. Our zikr itself also, we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. So it is necessary we make zikr in the correct way. That we think of Allah. First of all, we don't, each one of us think that when is my, just like we haven't got a slot for dua. Each one think, have I got my slot for zikr? As we are sitting now, think, which time of the day do I sit to make my zikr? My 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, as we take out time for our namazes. We take out time to go to work. We go to, take out time to go to toilet also. Usually, most of us have a certain pattern when we go to toilet. So at that time, I go to toilet. So which is my time for my zikr? Which time have I set aside my 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes for the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So if we haven't got, and then and we're expecting the fruit of coming to the khanqa and being attached to a sheikh, how will that happen? The zikr of Allah is like compulsory. And this is also Allah's great favor, Allah's system, that Allah did not make it for us like the zikr of Allah. But it is, we should take it like it's for us on us. Because this is the clue, this is the thing that will join us with all the things. It will connect us with Allah. Our namazes will become namaz. Our tilawat will become tilawat. Everything, if we have got this connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is one of the greatest. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. The dhikr of Allah is the greatest amal, the Quran Sharif has declared. And if we have doubts, then means we got doubts in the Quran Sharif. If we are thinking that dhikr is not the greatest amal, and Allah says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, the dhikr of Allah is the greatest amal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam illustrated it so much, then stressed on it so much, and if we still have doubts, then we have to check ourselves. There is something gravely wrong with us. Our iman, something is wrong that we haven't. And if we do accept it, but we are not doing it, then there also there is something wrong with us. For example, a fire burns. I say I accept it, but I still go and play with the fire. Then there is something very mentally very wrong with me. In the same way, I say that looking at other women is haram, but I'm still looking at them, and I'm enjoying looking at them. Then, not only something wrong with me mentally, there is something very seriously wrong with my iman. Because in that condition, Allah Ta'ala says that Allah's lanat, Allah's curses, the fire of Jahannam, the flames of the fire are enveloping you, and you are enjoying. That person is not even a mad person. That person, who is he? That he's got a very serious condition of his iman, that he's still taking so much enjoyment. So the zikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala is very important. We should try and set aside our time. If we are like in the khanqa, whatever the sheikh prescribes, what our sheikh rahmatullah ali prescribed was so easy. 100 times la ilaha illallah, and do it, and 100 times Allah. And the la ilaha illallah, the ash'ar, the poems, are not just for the nice tune of it. or just the words, but to meditate on the meaning of it. And if we just meditate on that, really, we will see how much our iman gets built. And when we say La ilaha illallah, then also meditate. Ilah, God. The word ilah, what we translate in English as God. What it really means is like, for example, a baby is born to a mother, the offspring of animals. Now for those babies, for those offspring, what is their ilah is their mother. The child just runs to the mother. Everything, those small chickens, they're running behind their mother all the time. Though they don't drink on the mother, but they are just with the mother all the time. Every animal, everyone that has the offspring, that connection. And so that what your mother, from where you came, you regard that as my solution to everything. The real solution is not that, it's Allah Ta'ala. When a person is desperate and he has exhausted all other forms of help, and nobody can help him, even an atheist at that time turns to Allah Ta'ala. So that is who is Allah. That who you thought will help me, you ran to the lawyer, you ran to the bank, you ran to your friend, you ran to your mother, your father. Nobody could help you. How you ran and you thought they can help me, all of them put together is one Allah. So when we say La ilaha illallah, it is a very, very great thing. That and Allah has been so kind, like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he admonished those two people who came in the jail with him, and he asked them, that is, Arbabu mutafarriquna khayrun amillahul wahidul qahhar. Different gods you have to go to, or you have one God, one ilah, who does everything for you. He said, one is better, of course. Where you don't have to run around to this one and that one. So it's clear whether it's 360 idols in the Kaaba or whether it is all our different gods which we have got them in our hearts. That this one will do. If I got a problem here, I'll go to this person. If I got a problem, my bank balance, my tijori, my safe is filled with notes. I will use all that money. Or that I'll get the best medicine, the best doctor. But all that, one Allah does everything for you. And the word ilah, Allah is from ilah. The hamza, the alif at the beginning, was taken away, and that was a common noun. That is ilah, God, any type. And now al came in front of it, and it became Allah. The proper noun, one Allah only. There is no other Allah besides Allah. So when we, in our beautiful way, our Shaykh has taught us that you sit facing the Qibla. And then with your head lowered to your heart, which is on your left side. And then moving your body from your waist, not just the head, from your waist, and you move slightly to the right. And in that the indication is, now you are vacuuming and taking out from your heart everything. All these other gods that are my mother, my father, my government, my lawyer, my doctor, my bank, the people who give you protection, gangsters, etc., whoever else this they will do, I'm taking all of them out of my heart. And I'm throwing them out here on the right side. And when we bring the body back to the left again, then concentrating on the heart, now I'm putting one Allah in my heart. Allah is the one who will do everything for me. The love of dunya, the love of fashion, the love of sport, with every la ilaha, I'm taking it out. And illallah, I'm only putting Allah. Allah alone. And this is vacuuming the heart. And this vacuum is not like, for example, we have a machine which is Sunbeam, Dunlop, all the vacuuming different types of machines. But this machine is the machine of La Ilaha. It vacuums in such a way, your carpet perhaps you have to vacuum it second time, third time. You sweep, you have to again sweep there, little dirt was, this will empty, and you do it 100 times properly. How won't that heart become so pure? And Allah tabarak what illallah, Allah, what all the fragrance of Allah, which all the oud and all the ether of the world cannot equal. What all the love of Allah, all the love of everything together cannot equal the love of Allah. What the mercy of Allah, what the kindness of Allah, what the protection of Allah, what the security of Allah, you are putting Allah in your heart. Try it and see what Allah will give. We must make our zikr, and we should do it correctly, and we should find out any person who is doing something, and apprentice, then his supervisor, his senior, will check if he's doing. He will ask, am I doing this properly? He'll ask questions. Think of us, did we ever ask any question of zikr? Whether I'm making my zikr properly. First of all, most probably most of us are not making zikr. So there's no question of even asking. And if we are making, we're just doing it as a ritual. It has become just computerized. It is just there. The essence of it is not there. If we make our zikr properly, we will see for ourselves where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take us. So with every la ilaha, we are vacuuming the heart, taking out all the filth and dirt. And one la ilaha is also more than enough. But we are so dirty that even we are doing it 100 times, still we're not getting the result. But one is definitely that we're not doing it properly. We're not making zikr in the first place. And if we are doing it very casually, now and then sometimes we will do it. And that also half-heartedly. And shaitan, our enemy, as soon as you want to sit down to make zikr, he'll remind you now that you got this work and you got that work. Or he will make you now feel that I need to go to the toilet now. And instead of zikr, you'll see yourself sitting in the toilet now. Where shaitan takes us from where to where. So the zikr we should try and make regularly. And this is very brief, not even in detail. Inshallah, in Ramzan, usually we have these talks and we explain it, that how we should make our zikr. So, la ilaha illallah. And we do it 100 times. And 100 times, Allah. Just with our head bent slightly onto our heart. And that all the love of Allah is coming in my heart. Allah is coming in my heart. The nur of Allah. That one session of zikr, which takes about 10 minutes or so. If we do it about 10, 15 minutes, we do our zikr properly, we will see the nur of Allah coming into the heart. And that person, in whose heart Allah has come, he is the king. He is the king of kings. Allah puts the crown of wilayat, of Allah's friendship on the crown, on the head of that person. And he knows what enjoyment he gets. And then lift up your hands and make dua and see the difference. Then make your 2 rakats of namaz. You read your quarter, half supara of Quran Sharif. Even you're not a hafiz, you're not an alim, you're not understanding, but then see the difference. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala does all this. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, in the ayat, innal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, 10 beautiful qualities of the zikr, of the qualities of the believers, at the end, the zikr of Allah. So Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah explains it, it is like, you have a garden, orchard, beautiful fruit, flowers, beautiful, beautiful, sweet smelling, the fragrance of it, the hues and the colors of those flowers, and the lawn and the water feature, how beautiful your garden is. And somebody asks you that your garden is so beautiful, and 12 months a year, no winter in your garden and no autumn in your garden. Leaves don't fall off the trees. All the time it is green. And of course, that's a garden of Jannah that is so beautiful and so green and so lush all the time. Mudhammatan, Nawakhatan. What are those orchards of Jannah? So they ask, how do you get this? He says, I've got plenty of water. And my water is very good. The minerals in my water is very good, and my irrigation system is very good. That not just on time, my irrigation system. I've got plenty of water, very good water, and very irrigation system. And what is that in our spiritual and dini life? The zikr of Allah. If we do that, our Islam will be in order. Our Iman will be in order. Our humility will be in order. Our humbleness will be in order. All the qualities, just by the zikr of Allah, it will feed all this, nourish all this, and all this will be alive. And it will be very, very strongly alive also. And any person who is in such a, just looking at such a garden, what to say of the owner of the garden? Eh? And we just pass by such a garden, and you get a glimpse of it from outside, what pleasure and enjoyment it gives you. And when you're the owner of that garden, and that garden is not in your pockets, that garden is in your heart, who can take it from you? Eh? And that garden, Allah has kept it, they can do an angiogram, and they can do all the x-rays of the heart and all the saunas and everything. They won't even be able to see it. Allah has kept it there, and you will know it, and you will enjoy it. All this is in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And unfortunately, most of us are such that we are almost totally oblivious, unmindful of the zikr. So much so that some of us, we even speak against the zikr of Allah. As our buzurg say, that when somebody else is making zikr, we are a person who is allergic to something. He's allergic, like some people are allergic to fish. Even if the fish just comes in front of them, their condition changes. Some of us are allergic to penicillin. If the doctor by mistake, or you have to take penicillin, you have a problem. But this allergic is so serious, you don't consume it. It's not by you. Somebody else is making zikr, and your stomach pains, your head pains, your fever, your blood pressure goes up. That why are these people making zikr? And then such terrible, dangerous words, they're wasting their time. The zikr is not going to help anything. When zikr Allah says, well, the zikrullahi akbar, and we say these people are wasting their time, and zikr is not going to sort out the problems, and not going to sort us out and solve our problems. What dangerous statements. So when that is our condition, where are we going to benefit and know what is zikr? Allah give us tawfiq to understand, and very easy, very beneficial. Totally beneficial. And only if we can do it, for that try and spend time. Ramzan also is coming. If we don't sit in i'tikaf, we are not here full time, but try and attend the programs, listen to them, live streaming, whatever, and try and get the full benefits. May Allah give us tawfiq.